Greetings, everyone. And by everyone, I mean all my Israelite brothers and sisters, wherever you may be. This is part two of Believe. This study is covering all the verses that show what believe means and how it's used in Scripture. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Believe is found in the Word Studies menu. Faith and believe are used interchangeably in the King James and other versions, and they are really two different words with two different meanings. The word faith was not used until the 1200s AD. Its meaning comes from Semper Fidelis, which means always loyal. The meaning of faith, then, had nothing to do with belief in the absence of evidence, but rather with keeping promises and being worthy of trust. Faith originally was not a statement about belief, but about behavior. That is why the word faith, being a noun only, really means allegiance or loyalty. What matters is what and who we have allegiance with. This study demonstrates that the word faith, when it's used in Scripture, should actually be understood as either trustworthiness or belief, which are also two separate things. There is a difference in the uses of believe as well. Sometimes it is used as a belief, and sometimes it is used as the belief. Once we understand what the universally used word faith means, we will then see that we actually have the belief, and that our faith is really our allegiance to that belief. We left off in part one with Matthew chapter 17. We'll pick up here with Matthew 18:6. But whoso shall offend or cause one of these little ones which believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe unto the society because of stumbling blocks, for it must needs be that stumbling blocks come. But woe to that man by whom the stumbling blocks cometh. G41, believe, in the Greek is pistuo, and is a verb. Its definitions include to think to be true, to credit, to place confidence in, a conviction of trust, to entrust one's spiritual being to Christ. So simply, what Yeshua is saying is if any of his sheep who seek him follows him, and puts confidence in him, and trusts their very life and preservation in him, and someone causes that sheep to stray, there will be hell to pay. Yeshua curses the fig tree. Matthew 21:18. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it, and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on you from here forward forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? Yeshua answered them and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if you have faith, or belief, or moral conviction, or even truth itself, and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, Be you removed, and be you cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Keep in mind that Yeshua is giving these instructions and abilities to his taught ones, his disciples, exclusively here in verses 21 and 22. There are times when he is speaking only to his disciples, and times when he is speaking to the multitudes. G4102 is belief. It is pistis in the Greek. This is a noun, a thing, which is truth itself. You can believe something, but it doesn't make what you believe true. The truth is the truth, whether you believe it or not. Perhaps what Yeshua is teaching his disciples is that the doctrine being taught in Jerusalem is not his doctrine, but rather it is the doctrine of the Jew priests and Pharisees, and that the power of the truth will make the counterfeit wither away. Perhaps it's a prophecy in which his people, true Israel, would no more grow or abide in Jerusalem henceforward. After the plowing of Jerusalem in 70 AD by the Romans, have there been any of our people growing there? I think not. The authority of Yeshua questioned. Matthew 21:23. And when he was come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching, and said, By what authority do you these things? And who gave you this authority? And Yeshua answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I in likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The immersion of John. From where was it? From heaven or of men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, If we shall say from heaven, he will say to us, Why did you not then believe him? They did not think it to be true. They were not persuaded by him. These Jew Pharisees did not have the truth in them. Verse 26. But if we shall say of men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet. And they answered Yeshua and said, We cannot tell. And he said unto them, Neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. Yeshua allowed them to demonstrate that they do not have the truth in them. Verse 32. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and you believed him not. But the tax collectors and whores believed him. And you, Jews, when you had seen it, repented, and cared not afterward, that you might believe him. Tax collectors and whores can repent and change their ways. These Edomite Jew scribes and Pharisees cannot, because they are not his people. They are the devil's children. They do not have righteousness or truth in them. They do not have the Spirit in them. Matthew 23:23. Woe unto you, Jew scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the Torah, right ruling, compassion, and faith, or the belief. These ought you to have done, and not to leave the other undone. The Geneva Bible has fidelity, where the King James Version has faith, which is interesting because fidelity is part of the definition of faith. It means loyalty, and loyalty means allegiance. Observing the duty or performance of obligations. Our obligation is to think, act, and conduct ourselves as children of the Most High by living according to the way. The way, of course, is the daily lifestyle of a true Christian with knowledge and understanding of the truth itself. So faith is really allegiance, and as Yeshua is calling it, the belief. Matthew 24:21. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days be shortened, there should be no flesh saved. For the chosen one's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, Here is Christ, or there. Believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs, and false prophets, and false pastors, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall lead astray the very chosen ones. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Adam be. His remnant are those who have the truth itself, the true knowledge and understanding given only by Yahweh. When you live according to the belief, meaning the scriptures and the gospel and the law, it would be very hard to be deceived. That is why the whole world, save his remnant, is deceived. They know not the truth. They believe, but they do not believe the belief, the true faith. Matthew 27:20. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Yeshua. Persuaded is G3982, pitho, and means to persuade, to induce one by words to believe or to do something, or comply with. Whether by doing it out of ignorance or by doing it intentionally, our enemy has our people persuaded to believe in false doctrine, accepting draconian regulations, burdened with usury, brainwashed by Jewish media and entertainment, and calling upon a Haimi Jesus. Matthew 27:41. Likewise also the chief priests mocking him with the scribes and elders said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted, or relied, in Elohim. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the son of Elohim. Matthew 28:12. And when they were assembled with the elders, and had taken counsel, they gave large bribes unto the soldiers, saying, Say you, his disciples came by night, and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade or pacify him and secure you. The priesthood, if needed, could give the governor trouble with Caesar. These devil bastards influenced the authorities then, just as today, paying bribes to propagate their lies. Verse 15. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Judeans until this day. Mark 1:14. Now after that John was put in prison, Yahshua came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of Elohim, and saying, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of Elohim is at hand. Repent you, and believe the gospel. Mark 2:3. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was lifted by four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. And Yahshua, when he saw their faith, or the belief, or moral conviction, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Christ saw that they had the conviction of the belief. Not just a belief, but the belief. Mark 4:37. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him, and said unto him, Master, do you not care that we would perish? And he arose, and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith or belief? Their belief was lacking constancy. They did not have firmness of mind in their belief. Mark 5:31. And his disciples said unto him, You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, Who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith, or the belief of you, has made you whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. Her belief of the belief healed her. She knew of him because of her heritage and knowledge of the prophecies. She didn't just believe, she had the belief. Verse 35. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why trouble ye the master any further? And as soon as Yeshua heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. Christ encouraged them not to be fearing, but to be believing. Mark 6:4. But Yeshua said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands on a few sick folk, and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went round about the villages teaching. G570, apistia, means a want of trust, unbelief, and it also includes disobedience. 2 Thessalonians 1:8 says, In flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not Elohim, and that obey not the gospel of our Prince Yeshua Christ. 1 Peter 4:17 reads, For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of Elohim. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of Elohim? Mark 9:17. And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto you my son, which has a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he seizes him, he tears him, and he foams, and gnashes with his teeth, and pines away. And I spake to your disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless, or unbelieving race, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. Yeshua was speaking to his own people here, being an unbelieving race. G571 is an adjective describing our people, unbelieving. Look at all the churches and how they all just believe. These believers believe a counterfeit belief. They don't believe in the belief. Verse 20, And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, Of a child, and oftentimes it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Yeshua said unto him, If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes, or to the one believing. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Master, I believe, I am believing. Help you, my unbelief. When Yeshua saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, You dumb and deaf spirit, I charge you, come out of him, and enter no more into him. Mark 10:46. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Yeshua of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Yeshua, you son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, You son of David, have mercy on me. And Yeshua stood still, and commanded him to be called. And they call the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calls you. And he, casting away his garment, rose, and came to Yeshua. And Yeshua answered and said unto him, What would you desire that I do for you? The blind man said unto him, Master, that I might receive my sight. And Yeshua said unto him, Go your way, your faith, or the belief of you, has made you whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Yeshua in the way. Another example that true believers that believe in the belief are healed. If he was a false believer, he would not have been healed. Mark 16:11. And they, when they had heard that he was alive, and had been seen of Mary of Magdala, believed not. After that, he appeared in another form unto two of them, as they walked, and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the rest, and they did not believe either. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go you into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. The world would be the Adamic society, wheresoever the race of Adam lived. Every creature would be everything Yahweh created, meaning those things which Yahweh planted, that being the race of Adam, the people that Yahweh formed to be the heirs of the kingdom. Verse 16, He that believes and is immersed shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be damned. He that is believing and is immersed in knowledge and understanding shall be preserved. Those that are not believing or disobeying shall be damned. Luke 1:1. For as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a report of those things which are most surely believed, or assured, or persuaded among us. The Geneva ends as, whereof we are fully persuaded. This is a reference to the Gospels, the eyewitness accounts of following Christ. Luke 1:19. And the messenger answering said unto Zacharias, I am Gabriel, that stands in the presence of Elohim, and am sent to speak unto you, and to show you these glad tidings. Gabriel means warrior of Elohim. Verse 20, And behold, you shall be silent, and not able to speak, until the day that these things shall be performed, because you believed not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. Luke 1:44. For lo, as soon as the voice of your salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from Yahweh, speaking of Mary and Elizabeth. Luke 5:18. And, behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken with a palsy, and he sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him because of the multitude, they went up upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch in the midst before Yeshua. And when he saw their faith, or the belief of them, he said unto him, Man, your sins are forgiven you. Yeshua saw that they had the belief. If they didn't have the belief, his sins would not have been forgiven and he would not have been healed. Luke 7, verse 6. Then Yeshua went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Master, trouble not yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto you, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers. And I say unto one, Go, and he goes, and to another, Come, and he comes, and to my servant, Do this, and he does it. When Yeshua heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned him about, and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, or belief, or conviction. No, not in Israel. Luke 7:45, speaking to Simon, a Pharisee. You gave me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil you did not anoint, but this woman has anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. And he said unto her, Your sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that forgives sins also? And he said to the woman, Thy faith, or the belief of you, has preserved you. Go in peace. This Pharisee, Simon, must have been an Israelite, because Yeshua was never welcome in the home of a Jew, nor would he ever sit as a guest with one. The woman's sins were forgiven because she had the belief. Luke 8, verse 9. And his disciples asked him, saying, What might this parable be? And he said, Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of Elohim, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Now the parable is this: The seed is the word of Elohim. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then comes the devil, and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they, which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. Root in the word comes only through study of the word itself. If your knowledge is deep, you will not be easily shaken. If you merely just believe the message, your knowledge is shallow. Christ wants those with zeal, passion, and constancy in such profession. Luke 8:22. Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said to them, Let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water, and were in jeopardy. And they came to him, and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, Where is your faith? Or rather, where is the belief of you? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, What manner of man is this? For he commands even the winds and water, and they obey him. They still lacked the constancy in their belief of the belief. That's why Yeshua said, Where is the belief of you? We have nothing to fear if we hold the belief. Luke 12:45. But, and if that servant say in his heart, My master delays his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink, and to be drunken, the master of that servant will come in a day when he looks not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in two, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. If Yahweh has enriched us, it is only that we may give an allotment of grain at the proper time, that we may be good stewards and in turn provide for our brethren. If he returns and finds us doing so, we shall have a great reward. If he finds us otherwise, then we have already had our reward. Verse 47. And that servant, which knew his master's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. Having this knowledge, and not acting on it, we invite far more punishment upon ourselves than those who are ignorant. The believers in verse 46 is an adjective, a description of untrustworthy infidels, the goats. Sheep go to heaven, goats go to hell. If you are not consciously seeking his face, he puts you in the same category as active disbelievers. Luke 16:19. There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared luxuriously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores. And desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table, moreover the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died, and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from here to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from there. Then he said, I pray you therefore, Father, that you would ascend him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham said unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will reconsider, or repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, or convinced, though one rose from the dead. This parable is about the children of Jacob and the children of Esau, as both have Abraham for a father. Yahweh is the potter that made, or chose, Jacob as a vessel of mercy, and Esau as a vessel fitted to destruction. Verse 19 describes the priesthood and or the rich at the time, Edomite Jews. The gulf in verse 26 is the difference between where the children of light go and where the children of darkness go. Luke 17:5. And the apostle said to the master, Increase our faith, or belief. And the master said, If you had faith, or belief, as is the size of a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, Be you plucked up by the root, and be you planted in the sea, and it should obey you. All it takes is just a tiny bit of belief, but it's got to be the belief of the truth. Luke 17:12. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Yeshua, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified Elohim, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him. And he was a Samaritan. And Yeshua answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There is none found that returned to give glory to Elohim, save this stranger. According to Liddell and Scott, Herodotus and others used the Greek word for stranger here to describe a tribal subdivision within a nation. Verse 19, And he said unto them, Arise, go your way, your faith, or the belief of you, has made you whole. Assent is a component of faith. It means the act of the mind in admitting or agreeing to the truth of a proposition. This one man out of the 10 assented to the belief. This act of healing these 10 men shows that Yeshua loves his kinsmen and is very merciful, but only a remnant will truly assent and take hold of the belief. Luke 18:1, And he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to falter, saying, There was in a city a judge which feared not Elohim, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, Though I fear not Elohim, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest her continual coming she annoys me. And Yeshua said, Hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not Elohim avenge his own chosen ones, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Adam comes, shall he find faith, or the belief, on the earth? Luke 22:24. And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. And he said unto them, The king of the nations exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But you shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief, as he that does serve. For which is greater, he that sits at meat, or he that serves? Is not he that sits at meat? But I am among you as he that serves. You are they which have continued with me in my trials, and I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And the Master said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, that your faith, or the belief of you, or your moral conviction, fails not. And when you are converted, or turned about, strengthen your brethren. Peter was the most stubborn. He needed things repeated 3 times often. Peter was the first one called by Christ, and he prayed that his belief in the belief would strengthen, and in turn, strengthen his brethren. Luke 22:66. And as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into their council, saying, Are you the Christ? Tell us. And he said unto them, If I tell you, you will not believe or think to be true. And if I also ask you, you will not answer me, nor let me go. Luke 24:10. It was Mary of Magdala, and Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Verse 24. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre, and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe, or place confidence, or trust in, all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. The reference takes us to verse 45. Then opened he their understanding, and also references Genesis 3:15, which states, And I, Yahweh, will put enmity between you, Satan, and the woman, Eve, and between your seed and her seed. It shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Christ was revealing the enmity between the children of light and the children of darkness from the beginning, and about the prophecies and fulfilling of them. The age-old battle between Israel and the Canaanite Edomite Jews. Now, we are in the 2000 grace period, which is found in Hosea 6:2. After 2 days, he will revive, or restore, us. In the third day, he will raise, or establish, us up, and we shall live in his sight. We must practice our belief in Christ in order that we are preserved until his second advent, and he ends this enmity for good. While Matthew, Mark, and Luke use both the verb, to believe, and the noun, which references the belief, John uses only the verb form. John 1:6. There was a man sent from Elohim, whose name was John. The same John came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Men is in italics, meaning it was added. This invites the doctrine of universalism, which the scripture is not universal. The Bible is by, to, for, and about the race of Adam, and more specifically, the seed of Abraham, the children of Israel. The context is all, every, and whosoever of the children of Israel, that all the children of Jacob should be believing. Verse 12, But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of Elohim, even to them that believe in his name. Not just believe on his name, but are believing in his name. This is a verb and requires action, which is obedience and an active lifestyle according to the way. In verse 12, power comes from the Greek word that means authority, and to become means to come into being, to attain. What is being attained? Those things that Christ is, righteousness. If we live this mortal life, striving for the righteousness of Christ, we will attain our position of sons and be recognized as children of the Most High. John 1:47. Yeshua saw Nathanael coming to him and says of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no deceit. Nathanael said unto him, From where do you know me? And Yeshua answered and said unto him, Before Philip called you, when you was under the fig tree, I saw you. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Teacher, you are the Son of Elohim. You are the King of Israel. Yeshua answered and said unto him, Because I said unto you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You shall see greater things than these. Philip knew Nathanael and told him that he whom Moses wrote of was here. So Nathanael came to see, because he believed in the prophecies. Don't forget, most of the Israelites in Judea had been taught the false doctrines of the Jew Pharisees, just like most of our people today who are taught Judeo-Christianity, which is a Jewish creation designed to lead us astray, and is very successful. Satan is proud of his kids, and that they have pulled our people over to his side. Satan and his children came not for the unrighteous. They have them already. They came for the righteous. When Christ returns, Satan wants to be able to say, as Bertrand Comparé says, "These are my children. They follow me. Where are your children?" That is why it matters who and what we believe in. John 2:11. This beginning of miracles did Yeshua of Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory and honor, and his disciples believed on him. Christ saw the Jewish mercantile and commerce taking place in the temple, and drove them all out. John 2:16. And said unto them that sold doves, "Take these things here. Make not my Father's house a house of merchandise." And his disciples remembered that it was written, "The zeal of your house has eaten me up." Psalm 69:9. "For the zeal of your house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproached you are fallen upon me." Verse 18. Then answered the Edomite Judeans and said unto him, "What sign show you unto us, seeing that you do these things?" Yeshua answered and said unto them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Then said the Judeans, 46 years was the temple in building, and you will rear it up in 3 days?" But he spake of the temple of his body. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scripture, and the word which Yeshua said. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name, when they saw the miracles which he did. But Yeshua did not commit or entrust himself unto them, because he knew all men. The end of verse 24 should read, "On account that he, knowing everyone." Verse 25. "And needed not that any should witness of man, for he knew what was in a man." Christ knew that there were Canaanites and Edomites among the Israelites in Judea. He knew he was a threat to the children of darkness, and that he had work to fulfill, so he did not tarry there putting himself in jeopardy. Yeshua was speaking to Nicodemus privately at night. He was teaching him about being born from above. Nicodemus was learned in the way of the Pharisees, so he only understood the counterfeit Jewish version, which teaches born again. The churches teach what Nicodemus said, which he learned from the Jewish teaching, and not what Christ said, which was totally different. John 3, verse 9. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, "How can these things be?" Yeshua answered and said unto him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and you know not these things? If I had told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, the Son of Adam. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Adam be lifted up. For Elohim so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." In verse 16, the world is cosmos in the Greek, meaning the society, the decoration of the dwelling place. Only begotten comes from monogenes, meaning only born, meaning fulfilled, resulting in best loved. We are loved. Christ was best loved because he fulfilled his position of son. We have yet to do this. Whosoever comes from pas, meaning each of a group. In the context of the Bible, whosoever, every, and all refers to the group of the race of Adam, specifically the children of Israel. Now verse 16, properly translated from the original Greek, reads, "For Yahweh so loved the society that he gave the most beloved son, in order that each who believes in him would not be lost, but would have eternal life." Verse 17, "For Elohim sent not his son into the society to condemn the society, but that the society through him might be preserved. He that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the most beloved Son of Elohim." Most people do not know his name, and most put their trust in what the churches teach. Just believing in the meaningless name Jesus does not save you. You must believe in who and what Jesus is. He is not a Jew, and to be with him in the kingdom is not achieved through the false church teachings of declaring that you are saved, ignoring the laws and commands, and expecting to be raptured. These things are not taught in Scripture. They are fake beliefs and have nothing to do with the belief.
I believe, Jesus, I believe, Jesus, I believe.